RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, folks, virtual reality is here. Like it or not, you're going to see more of it. And we're going to discuss even the Superman roller coaster. But to tell you more, I have one of my friends and one of my experts in terms of virtual reality and drone racing even, is gamer and researcher Josh Fielder. And we're going to discuss a little bit about virtual reality and perhaps even the consequences if we have time. So, Josh, tell us about that Pokemon craze you were telling me about a little while ago.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about virtual reality on your podcast a couple times now. And the one thing that I made a distinction about is the difference between virtual reality and augmented reality. Now, these are two very different approaches to kind of the same thing. Basically, they're trying to create a new gaming experience. Right now, everyone is somehow or another being affected by Pokemon Go. Either you're seeing people post about it on Facebook, or you're seeing people out in your town walking around putting their phone at stuff, and you might be saying, what are these people doing? Well, what they did is Niantic is the company who made the game. Them and Nintendo together created an augmented reality video game, which works very well with augmented reality devices. I've seen a few people on a couple forums hack together using old VR devices. Even I saw a Google Glass hack and playing Pokemon Go with an HMD, which we talked about in previous podcasts. So it's really showing people right now, I think this is the first hit that virtual reality or augmented reality has had. And it's crazy how popular it's getting. It's getting there really quickly. And I think this just shows in general that there is people have an appetite for this new technology. And we're seeing that right now with Pokemon.
Well, you're also seeing it when one of North America's large theme parks has created the Superman ride that's dedicated to virtual reality roller coasters. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, you sent me the article. I took a look at it, and it's exactly what I expected, Doc. The technology is heading in this really cool place right now where we're going to be able to do not just roller coasters, but you'll be able to do a tour of a museum in virtual reality. You'll be able to maybe in the future, I expect there'll be some application for space travel. Maybe an astronaut will take up a 360 camera or a VR camera, and you'll be able to experience what they experienced during liftoff. You'll be able to take a tour of the inside of the International Space Station sitting in your living room with your VR device. I think that's really exciting. I think it's great.
Well, here you have the combination of a roller coaster, which will churn your guts anyway, and then you add more sensory input coming in through your VR head-mounted set, and must be bizarre on the brain.
It must be, and that's what I can't wait to experience stuff like that. People ask me, where do I see virtual reality? Where do I see augmented reality going? Well, they're two different things, and I keep saying that, but it really is a different approach, right? That VR space is designed to be a very independent thing. It's you by yourself in your living room. You put on this device, and it literally transports you to another world. You're experiencing that mainly by yourself. I'm sure they'll integrate online functionality later on and stuff like that, but for the most part, it's you in this device experiencing this. And then you have the augmented reality, which is what Pokemon Go is. And that's where you go out and you explore the real world. You look at your backyard, and while you're looking through your device, there is, digital elements in your real world. That is something that I didn't think I would really see in my lifetime. And the only one to really bank on it, I think, is Microsoft. They went a different way. All these companies are making VR devices, and they haven't announced a standalone Microsoft VR device, as far as I know right now. I mean, I'm sure they have some sub companies that are working on projects, but they're banking on augmented reality. They're creating the HoloLens. And when you look at like Pokemon Go, or even there's a new game coming out by Niantic, which is an exploration game that uses real history. And it's like almost like a pirate treasure hunt, where you have to take your phone and go out to these real places, and they use historic data to create these games now. And they'll go out and they'll write a history of an area. They'll talk about, based on Civil War movements, where the most likely spots they stashed supplies was. And you'll have to physically go to these places. And while you're at these places, you're going to be playing a video game. It's going to create a game in front of you using that environment. That's incredible.
Well, we may have more high school dropouts because they'd rather get into the game world than the real world.
I don't know. I think it might do exactly the opposite. I think you might have a lot more engineers being born. I mean, I'm really excited about STEM research. If you've never looked into STEM research and STEM education, STEM is amazing. And it's a movement to create more creators. I mean, it really promotes having engineers. And something like that, maybe someone who really likes this gaming technology will want to make their own game. And maybe that'll, convince them to go out and learn robotics or learn programming or learn whatever it is they want to do to create their project. I think that's why a lot of people are getting into the drone hobby, especially because when I first got into it, it was like a game for me. It was, I'm going to go fly this thing with a controller, and it's going to be like I'm flying a spaceship in a video game, but I'm going to do it in real life. But then I got into the other side of it that I didn't know much about, and that's the building. Everyone who flies builds. And for me, it was really exciting because even in the times when I wasn't out having fun flying, I was in my house learning about electronic engineering. I'm learning about robotics. I'm learning about programming. And it's exciting. It's fun.
Well, I think we should share with the listeners something very exciting that you, I, and a professor will be meeting later today to look at a startup of a course in which we're going to actually measure vision and memory before and after doing head-mounted VR sets and see, is there any short-term or long-term effects? And it probably won't deter people from doing it, but at least since there's science in the development, there should be science in the monitoring as well. And so yeah, I know that you're going to contribute.
Yeah, and everybody, is going to want that data. Because no matter what we learn from a study like this, whatever we learn, we can use that to make it better. And that's the important thing, is once we have the information, we can use that information to create a better experience for everyone, a safer, better experience. I think that's the goal of any company, whether they're making VR devices or whatever they're doing. To have as much information is always beneficial. So I'm really excited about it. And when I was going over your notes, I was thinking about the study that was quoted in there about the person driving. I think it'd be really interesting to do a twist on a replication study, where to the closest parameters, that study that you were talking about, if we could create, in the VR space, a driving simulator and have some sort of test where objects in that driving simulator are going to appear and you make the person driving the car talk on a phone and answer a question. And then you determine how many things they missed when they were on the phone versus when they weren't on the phone.
Since we're running out of time, Josh, I'm going to save this and we're going to get back together and share this again and talk about these practical applications. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being curious and using your eyes, and of course, stay well.